There's a legend that lived, croaked, and died in Eastland County, Texas, in that order. Back in 1897, the people of Eastland placed a cornerstone at their new courthouse, and in that cornerstone they laid a horned toad, similar to the legions of horny toads that once populated much of the Southwest. 31 years later, the good people of Eastland opened up that cornerstone, and the toad was still alive. Rip Van Winkle, or Old Rip, as he was called, remains Eastland County's number one tourist attraction. Judge Brad Stevenson is Old Rip's official custodian, and he joins us from the Eastland County Courthouse. Your Honor, thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, it's a pleasure to visit with you today.
I have to ask, Your Honor, how was it possible for a horny toad to survive for that length of time without air, food, or water?
Not being a scientist, I wouldn't be able to answer that exactly. However, one would assume that if different types of species are able to hibernate for long extended periods of time, that may be part of the answer. Obviously, the old courthouse was not sealed extremely well, and one could assume that flies and insects were available in the recess there in the cornerstone.
So maybe Old Rip was just able to help himself to the occasional fly, and there would have been an air pocket that would have reached him.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Can you help us understand, Your Honor, what kind of celebrity Old Rip became?
After 31 years in that cornerstone, he became quite a celebrity at that time. In fact, was exhibited, took a train ride to Washington, D.C., and was seen by President Coolidge.
I have to ask, who did more talking, Old Rip or Calvin Coolidge?
I would assume the president did, but I'm not positive about that.
But it would have been a toss-up at any rate, I think.
It would be kind of interesting to know that. The legend just continues. Last year, Six Flags Over Texas held its Best of Texas celebration, and I had a call from the executive director to ask if it might be possible for Old Rip to travel out to Six Flags for the summer and be on display there. And when I took Old Rip in the local mortician's hearse with a sheriff's department escort, we were met at the city limits of Arlington by the motorcycle entourage from the Arlington Police Department. We do have a good time with Old Rip, you can tell.
Has it occurred to you over the years that maybe this was perhaps also somebody's hoax?
There are good arguments on both sides of the fence, I'm sure, but quite frankly, the overwhelming testimony that I've heard from persons that were in attendance lends me to believe that the story is probably true in its inception.
Well, Your Honor, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's always a pleasure to talk about Old Rip, and I've enjoyed it very much.
Judge Brad Stevenson presides at the Eastland County Courthouse in Eastland, Texas, which, by the way, is in west central Texas if you're going to be looking this weekend.